It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. In our segments over the past several weeks, Dr. Husing has been comparing and contrasting Riverside County with San Bernardino County in terms of new U.S. Census Bureau statistics that Dr. Husing has received. You can hear past segments with John Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. In past segments, Dr. Husing has compared the number and quality of jobs within and between our two counties. He's contrasted education and income levels between Riverside County and San Bernardino County. Dr. Husing has revealed some surprises in the data. For instance, it is not true that most people who live in the IE commute outside of the IE to work. In fact, most people who live in the Inland Empire also work in the region. This morning, Dr. Husing compares housing data between the Inland Empire's two counties. And remember that when Dr. Husing references Riverside and San Bernardino, he's talking about the counties, not the cities.
Housing is really, I think, kind of interesting what is going on. If we look at Riverside County, where prices tend to be higher and have for quite a long time been higher, if we took the combination of the median price, the price half above, half below, of both new and existing houses, Riverside County peaked in 2006 at $428,000. They then dropped 57.3% to $183,000. So from 42.8 to 183, a huge drop.
We remember those days. A lot of people sweating.
Now, what's happened since the low, which was in 2009, in Riverside County, what's happened is the prices have almost exactly doubled from the low. They're up 100.2%. Hmm. The most recent number is in 2017, second quarter, 366,000.
Hmm. So we're still not up to that peak, and pre-recession peak.
We are 14.6% below the peak. The coastal counties have exceeded their peak. We have not.
Can I speculate as to why this might be a good idea, that there's a little more stability in getting back up to that ridiculously high price in the Inland Empire, not going up there as fast than it is in the coastal counties?
Well,
in terms of
affordability, it is good news because the contrast to the right now, the difference between prices in the three main coastal counties, Orange, LA, and San Diego, is the widest it has ever been in history right now. Mm. So people migrating inland are saving more right now in absolute numbers than ever at any other time in history. Mm. Now, how far below the peak is Riverside County still? 62,500. So that's that 14.6% below the old peak.
Well, I still don't think that's bad. I know a lot of people would probably want it to be up there again, but I think that's probably a good sign that we haven't yet gotten up to what was an overinflated price.
It was then. It isn't now.
Right.
And the difference why it isn't now is why have the prices doubled? And the answer is because of lack of supply.
Right.
There are plenty of buyers. There aren't enough houses that are for sale, and therefore bidding is moving that price up, but it hasn't gotten back to the level it was in 07, 06 when prices were really... Now, those prices were shaky.
Mm-hmm.
These prices are based on fundamentals, supply and demand, lack of supply. Mm-hmm. Now, when we go over to San Bernardino County, the price peaked much lower, $374,000 versus Riverside's $428,000. Mm-hmm. So prices in San Bernardino were 13% lower at the peak than they were in Riverside. Now, that's going back to 06. In San Bernardino, they then dropped to 142.5, which is a 62% drop.
Mm.
That's when we were in chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
What's happened since then is the price has come back to $308,000 in San Bernardino County. That's up more than 100%. It's up 116, so it's more than doubled. Riverside is exactly doubled. San Bernardino's up 117%.
Wow.
However, the current price of 307.8 is compressed to the 366 in Riverside. It's 11.8% below the Riverside number right now. So between the two counties and your Riverside, your home is worth 11.8% more than the average or median family price in San Bernardino County.
Okay.
Where Riverside is 14.6 below its old peak, San Bernardino County is 17.6 below its old peak. So they haven't come back, even though they've more than doubled, they fell farther, so they've got longer to come back.
Okay.
And so both are below their peak. Riverside, 14.6 below its peak. San Bernardino, 17.6 below its peak.
But they're getting up there at a safer speed.
I would suggest that that's probably true.
Okay. Next week, we're going to continue to compare and contrast Riverside County and San Bernardino County housing data. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.